The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
And the final hour has arrived, and we are going to get back to the calls at 855-242-7285. So many great subjects out there, and let's begin with I-Man in Montgomery. Hello, I-Man.
Hey there, Paul. How's it going?
We are doing great. Thank you.
Let me quote a Bob Dylan tune real quick from Not Dark Yet. You remember that song?
How early on was that?
I think it may have been on Blood on the Tracks.
I know Blood on the Tracks. Not Dark Yet. Is that the name?
What's that?
What's the name of the song again?
Not Dark Yet.
No, that was not on Blood on the Tracks.
No, it was later than that. I remembered that as soon as I said Blood on the Tracks. But Blood on the Tracks just jumped in my head.
Time Out of Mind was the record.
But, yeah. And one of the lines at the end of the song is, I can't even remember what I came in here to get away from. And that's
exactly
kind of what your show is. And you know, I've been talking to you now 20 years. And I tell you, I can't remember why I came here and what I was getting away from when I started calling you. Because you did your show different because you were getting away from everything else. And we were attracted to that and for various reasons. And we hear it all the time on your program. And now the vaccine and a lot of different difficult situations have come up. The world has changed. You know, I hear people talk about the vaccine, the pros and cons. And, you know, back in the day when we were kids, we had Huntley, Brinkley, Cronkite, you know. And you know what? I believe America trusted those people, don't you?
Well, yeah. Walter Cronkite at one time was – they did a poll. He was selected as the most trusted man in America. Can you imagine a newsman being trusted today?
Oh, well, that's what I was getting to. And you know, you have professionals on. And they talk about the shots and they talk about the various subjects. But you know what? For some reason, the professionals don't come across as well as the talking heads. Because the talking heads, that's what they do best.
But
they
do you
talk.
Know why? Because everyone that talks about, since the moment we heard about COVID, nobody comes on and is simply objective in the sense that, let me tell you what I believe. Let me tell you what I know. Everyone has an agenda.
Right.
On both sides.
That's my point. And when we get to hearing about the medicines, all you got to do is just sit down and watch your TV any afternoon, and they're advertising all these different things for all these different ailments, and you won't itch no more, but you'll be suicidal as hell. You'll probably starve to death, and you'll go blind in the process. And they do, and you know, they have all these side effects. And so when we hear about the shots and how quick this thing went through, I mean, there's people that are skeptical. And, you know, taking the polio shots and all those, I mean, America trusted more then. And right now, you look at all the products out there that are being recalled from food to automobile, you know, anything out there that's being sold is being recalled. I mean, can you imagine an exercise piece of equipment being recalled? But it is, and I think that trust is broken down. And back in the day when the Cronkite and the Huntley and Brinkley's and all those were on, I think every race across the board saw what was on TV and understood it to be true. When we see that today, I think the majority of people are skeptical and have questions. And I still have questions about the shot. If I'm required to take it, I'll probably take it. But it won't be to go to a football game or a concert or anything like that. It'll be because it's a requirement of my work, and
I'm glad to hear
like
that.
It might be in my best interest.
You know my story. I mean, I have my wife's a physician, and her approach to this is she will tell you whether she thinks it is safe or not, and that's it.
And you know what? If we believe, and I think you do too, did you have COVID early last year?
I never had it.
Okay, so you had something.
Well, I had something. I had a kidney issue before COVID. I thought it was COVID.
No.
I'm sorry. You're right. I thought I was the first person in America to have it. I had something in November.
Yeah,
it turned out to
New
be
York
pneumonia.
And you know, you never know, but
I got tested for that afterwards because I was curious because it seemed whatever I had, and the audience could easily see it.
I barely could get
through a show without coughing. It turned out to be a strain of pneumonia.
Now, you know what? I would believe your wife, hook, line, and sinker. And I've never heard her voice on this program, but we know that she's been tremendous at what she's been doing forever. But I believe I would take her advice.
I'm not here advocating because I understand there are, I mentioned women have some issues, especially you heard the doctor talk about the autoimmune cancer. And then there's a lot. There are a lot of people whose forefathers have been treated terribly by vaccines.
Right.
I'm not sure if I'd gone through that, I would trust the vaccine either.
Exactly. And sometimes they do
horribly, shamefully, and criminally might be a better word.
Absolutely, criminally, and horrendous. A lot of words fit the description of the topic you're talking about. And, but all these things have to go through all this protocol and these tests before they're ever approved. And that is years and years and years.
Yeah, that's the difference here. But the one thing I got it, because, I wanted to be able to do more things. But that was my decision. I'm not going to use this forum to campaign like some people are.
Right. Well, and then you know what, Paul, I'll end my call on this. If you haven't heard It's Not Dark Yet by Bob Dylan, go hear it.
And I will.
Paul, one thing I will not ask you today, what is the price of a 2x4? Have a great weekend.
Hey, thanks. Appreciate it, Ami. Cliff is up next in Mississippi. Hey, Cliff.
Hey, Paul. I just wanted to, I've been listening to all the vaccination talk, and I'm telling you, I was born in the age of polio in the 40s.
Sure.
And Jonas Salk, I'm telling you right now, if he had had the technology and the scientific methods that are present today, he would have whipped polio probably in 10 years or less.
Remarkable.
And I mean, the thing about it is, I don't think there's anybody in their 50s now that could tell you anything about polio. Just because of his vaccine, he was able to bring that virus, which is a member of the virus family, he was able to bring that under control. And I think the only chance that we have to get this thing under control, and I know there's going to be variations just like the flu every year, there's variants of the flu every year, but I think the only chance that we have to get this thing under control and to a manageable level is vaccination. And I'm telling you now, the speed at which the scientific community, because they go beyond the cellular level, they're way below the cellular level on these diseases now. And that's one of the reasons why they make so much of a stride that they do in the scientific community because of that.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's HIMS.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. HIMS.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
Well, thank you. I remember as a kid that vaccine was, we all had to take it. We didn't know what we were doing. It may have been by then the cube. I can't remember. But, you know, speaking about vaccines, the flu vaccine, which, you know, many healthcare professionals swear by, some don't, it's this vaccine has a higher efficacy than the flu vaccine.
Exactly. And I'll tell you, you know, a lot of them will tell you that the flu vaccine that you take may not cover the certain strain of flu that's present, but it lessens the severity of
and that you just nailed where this is different. If you go back a year ago, and none of us want to, the concern wasn't getting COVID, it was becoming critically ill with the hospitals overrun. That's a dangerous place to be because you may not, for somebody with COVID, as well as somebody with another condition. I mean, if you had a heart attack and went to a New York hospital last May, you were probably going to die because you couldn't get in.
Yeah. And I mean, think about it. I lost friends to COVID, but I'm telling you what, I lost them from age 20 to age 80.
Right.
So you really had no way of knowing what the outcome was going to be when the person contracted the COVID. You know, fortunately for me and my wife, we got vaccinated, and we're 2 months now past vaccination. Mississippi, I got to tell you, Mississippi's not noted for a lot of things, but we're almost at the top of the list on COVID vaccinations, and that says a lot. I mean, I just, you know. But the thing about it is, I don't have any fear of being around people now. I don't have any fear of going to crowded areas because I really feel like that I've got a chance now to combat this thing.
Yeah, and I think I was in a gym today with Matt, you know, that masks are required, and you know, you just follow whatever you have to do. But I think we're pretty close to a point where we're not going to see that anymore.
I sure hope so. Hey, look, thank you for your time, okay?
Thank you very much. Appreciate the call.
Bye-bye.
Really interesting one. Let's continue with some interesting calls here today. Let's talk to Pierre in Louisiana. Hello, Pierre.
Hello, Paul. How are you doing today?
Pierre, I am doing well. Hope you are.
I'm doing fine. I would just like to ask you, how do you think LSU is going to do in the tournament? I know you said earlier with that that guest that you thought you were unsure, but if you had to bet all your money on how LSU is going to do, what would you say?
I am going to use history as my guide, and LSU is the best bet in the SEC tournament. You know that.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, they need, as you heard Kyle Peterson say, they need a good tournament.
Oh, they're going to get it. They're going to do so good. They're going to win in Hoover. Then they're going to win in Omaha. And they're going to lead the Chinese.
You know, I'm a big fan of Paul Maneri. I know a lot of LSU fans aren't, but I would never bet against him, although this has been a pretty disappointing year. But the key is getting to the NCAA tournament, and they will need a good tournament, Pierre. So do some voodoo. Let's take a break. More of your phone calls at 855-242-7285.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
We are back, and Art is up next. Good afternoon, Art, on a Friday afternoon.
Hey, Paul, you got me? Can you hear me?
I sure do.
Okay, awesome. Okay, first thing off, it just got to get off my chest. I was in the Marine Corps, and I was walking duty one day, and I looked out across a field there. I just couldn't figure out what the hell was going on. Excuse the language. And so I had to ask a superior, what are the men doing? He said, they're playing football. You know, I played football as a kid, and I knew the game and know the game. And I was just like, well, okay. Then we got back to barracks, and some of them were interested in some of the techniques. But the second thing, Paul, okay, is that you can easily pay them. What was the Iron Man saying about the 2x4? Could you explain that? Paying the 2x4. Yeah, you can pay those guys anything. I mean, feed them greens and cornbread. You know what I mean? Really. You hear me?
I hear you.
Hey, Paul. Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, the whole portal thing is just like, after that portal, I'm like, oh, totally. It's the easiest thing. It's just that simple, you know. But, and last, the most important thing was the rain bathing the dog earlier in the week. Can you enlighten any of us on the finer aspects of that tourney?
I will shortly. Thanks for the call. Chris is up next in Alabama. Hey, Chris, thank you and good afternoon.
Hey, Paul. Thanks for having me on the show. Paul, you and I go back a long way, but I'm a first-time caller. I just wanted to make a few comments on Willie Mays. Willie Mays, you know, he was correct. He played in the Industrial League, but he also played for the Birmingham Black Barons here in Birmingham.
Right.
And they won the championship. And I think he was the last great ball player from the Negro League to make it to the Major League Baseball. So Willie Mays, I followed his whole career. Plus, my high school coach was a teammate of his. Secondly, I wanted to talk about the NIL. I don't know why the NCAA and these presidents playing with themselves, because the thing is, they just need to go and make these schools and Power Five schools and just make them a semi-pro league or whatever, because you're going that way. Professional, that's what we're talking about. And I don't know why they won't do it, because it would solve a lot of problems, you know.
Well, part of the problem is they're too stubborn, and it's caught up to them. All of a sudden they looked around, and the game had changed. And I think we are fairly close to a point where not only will players make money off of their NIL, they may get paid.
Well, they need to, Paul. That's what I'm saying. I mean, the way they have – look at the transfer. You know, it's just like free agent. I mean, it's just messing up the game. You can't follow a kid for 4 years anymore. After 1 year, he's gone to another school playing right away. That's just like professional sports. You're a free agent. So you're already there the way things are going. And then if they get paid, that'll be good. Then you won't have all these problems, coaches paying players or schools getting in trouble, whether it's academically or whatever. On a professional level, it would solve a lot of problems. These presidents and these commissioners won't have all these headaches, because they're going to have some more headaches with this NIL, because how are you going to control it? And that's the thing. How are you going to coach your team and try to control what a kid's doing or his likeness or somebody giving him something under the table? So it's going to be all screwed up. And because of TV money, just like professional sports, hey, they should be able to use some of that money to create other avenues besides the NIL. It should be, all colleges should be professional. Let's just put it like that. Then you won't have all these problems. I think it can happen.
Well, I think you're pretty close to it. And there is such resistance, but it doesn't matter. It's changing.
Yeah, no question about it. So why do it later? Why not do it now? You're doing it anyway. You're slowly doing it right now. Just go ahead and make a decision. Be college president. Make a decision. Then your school won't be in trouble if a coach gives somebody $25,000 or a tennis shoe give a coach $100,000 to get this kid. You won't even have to worry about that anymore, especially with the big programs, because it's so much pressure on them to win. Do you know TV put pressure on certain colleges to win because of the ratings? So what they're going to go? They're going to do whatever it takes for them to get that ratings and get that money. And I'm talking about the colleges. So they can cut through the chase. And the big schools going to be big. They're not going to fall. And the smaller schools, they won't come up to where the bigger schools at. But at least they have a decent chance. That's all I wanted to say, Paul.
Hey, thank you very much. Good to talk to you. Appreciate it. Thanks so much. We're taking phone calls at 855-242-7285. And you can get in now. And Christopher is up next.
Paul, can we be very serious and you give me 60 seconds real quick?
Take your time.
Paul, I know you like to laugh at me, make fun of me, and say I'm not a medical doctor, which I'm not. But more importantly, Paul, I'm a father. And as I've told you before, I'm a father to twins that have one of the most rare diseases on the planet. called phenylketonuria. And because of their disease, Paul, I was forced 24 years ago to look at vaccines, okay? And again, I know everybody out there believes vaccines are safe and effective, and you laugh at me and say when I say that vaccines are not, but the U.S. Supreme Court case, Wyatt versus Brooksiewicz, said that all vaccines, Paul, are unavoidably unsafe. This is a U.S. Supreme Court case ruling that said all vaccines are unavoidably unsafe. We talked about Robert Kennedy Jr. yesterday. In 2018, Paul, he sued the U.S. government and HHS, Health and Human Services, to release all the safety studies that were supposed to have been done since 86 when the Reagan Act was put into effect. And he got the ruling that no safety study, Paul, had ever been done on one single vaccine in the last 33 years. That's very concerning to me when everybody says that vaccines are safe and effective, but not one single study has ever been done on the vaccines that we give to our children every single year. And not only that, Paul, with the vaccines, it goes into the gold standard of any pharmaceutical drug going to market is, as your wife knows, is a randomized double-blind placebo study. Not one single vaccine has ever went through a randomized double-blind placebo study. Paul, those things are concerning to me as a father, because when the medical doctors could not show me the studies that this new schedule was safe for my children 24 years ago, I'm like, my kids are not your lab rats. You can't do this on my children. So, again, I just ask people to look at this. Don't believe what I say. Understand the Tuskegee Project. We trust in these officials. We trust in the government. But these guys are bought and paid for by pharmaceutical companies. This is an mRNA vaccine. This is experimental. And you guys need to do the research and quit laughing about this and making fun of this.
Let me say one thing. I'm not laughing at you. I do understand your story. I've met you, so don't think I'm – I think this is some crackpot. I can't dispute what you said because I'm not familiar with that Supreme Court case, but – I do wonder, though. Let me ask you. And you take no vaccines, and your children take none. Is that correct?
Unfortunately, my parents didn't know any better, and I was vaccinated with 7 vaccines. My children, who are 24 years old, who have never been to a medical doctor except for their PKU appointment, have never had a vaccine. Paul, they're perfectly healthy. They're the two most healthy children in the world. I mean, it's unbelievable. Is that because of the vaccines? Partially. Is that because of their PKU, where they eat no protein whatsoever, they eat all organic foods and whatnot? Yes, you know. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I'm just I'm curious because I haven't really thought about vaccines very often in my life, other than the flu vaccine. And when I was a kid, I didn't have to have a decision to make. I was just told to get the polio vaccine. But this vaccine is different because, you know, of the circumstances we were in. I'm curious. Are you suggesting that we would be better off without the COVID vaccine?
Paul, yes, most definitely. If you go to the real medical doctors, look at Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Dr. Zach Bush, if you talk to Robert Kennedy Jr., they will tell you God gave us an amazing thing, and it's called an immune system, Paul, where you build up your immune system, the body fights off disease, okay? Viruses are nothing but genetic updates that your body takes in to update itself to be able to fight off this thing. So, yes, this vaccine, again, as I said yesterday, is an experimental vaccine, Paul. mRNA vaccines were discovered in the 60s, and they never made it to market. Why? Because all the ferrets died in all the clinical studies when they were exposed to the real virus in nature.
So, let me ask you this: what we're going through now, the with COVID numbers going down dramatically, you think that has more to do with what versus the vaccine?
Again, it goes into herd immunity. It goes into those people that have.
We don't have. I mean, only 33% of the population has had both vaccines, I think.
Again, it's not about the vaccine. They've been exposed to the virus, Paul. They took in the virus. They did what God intended to happen. They updated their system. They dealt with it, and now they can move on. We don't need these foreign bodies put into our body. Vaccines are the only substance that we give to perfectly
healthy
people.
Okay, let me ask you this,
and then we have to go.
Why do you think so many – we had a pharmacist call a minute ago. We have so many healthcare professionals. Forget the talking heads on TV. We know where they're coming from. But – the average physician is not beholden to Big Pharma. They're giving honest opinions. Why do you think they are recommending to their patients to get the COVID vaccine?
Paul, because they know no better. They don't know the facts that I just told you.
So they don't know. Okay, you're telling. Facts. Hold on 1 second. You're telling me someone that has 4 years of college, 4 years of medical school, 3 years of an internship and residency, and perhaps even more than that, depending on their field, up to 3 to 4 more years of specialized residency. No, they don't know as much as you do.
Paul, sadly, they only know what they've been told, and they don't have the time, like I did with my children, to read all the randomized double-blind placebo studies, to look at all the white papers, and to do the research, Paul. And that's why I told you, I've got real medical doctors that practice medicine that know what I know, and they would love to
Christopher,
talk to
we
you,
are
Paul.
Going to have to go. I appreciate your call. We're up against a break here. More of your phone calls, the final 30 minutes at 855-242-7285.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
And we welcome you back, and you can still get in. Final 25 minutes at 855-242-7285. Some interesting topics, to say the least. Squirrel is up next in Mississippi.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Man, that was a deep conversation you had with that last guy.
We are going to settle. We're going to solve the world here eventually.
I would think so, but you can relax on my call. You know that. But it was ironic that he had had a vaccine, and he says his kids didn't. I think the only way you can go without having your kids get vaccinated is if you homeschool them, because my wife works at a public school, and all the children there have to show shot records, vaccination records, things of that nature. So,
I'm guessing he's not letting these kids out of his sight, wouldn't you?
Well, they're healthy. Maybe they're doing well, a little bubble.
And by the way, what else matters?
Yeah, I mean, seriously, really, that's all that matters is if you're healthy. And you know, nobody mocked the response to COVID more than me, if you recall, but
of course.
The first opportunity I had to take the shot, I took it. You know what I mean? And I got the Johnson & Johnson the first day it was available in Mississippi, just because I felt like it gave me a better shot if I did get it. You know what I mean?
Well, to me, that is really what this vaccine is about. Because we've all heard too many stories. And what you never wanted was to get COVID and to get critically ill, and this vaccine almost eliminates that.
Well, it does basically eliminate it. And my doctor told me, he said you take the vaccine, you're good to go. I mean, I don't understand why people are still wearing masks to the extent they are. And I'll be honest with you, I think 2 or 3 years from now, you're going to see masks still being worn because the media did such a great job of falsely hyping and creating
You're right.
such a hysteria
what I don't get
about
is
this thing.
You get this CNN, whatever network it is, I don't care, and the correspondents
they're all
out by themselves, okay? There's no one within 20 miles of them, and they have a mask on.
I know, it's just bizarre. It's just bizarre. I see people riding in their cars with a mask by themselves. I see them walking.
I have one on right now, just out of curiosity.
Well, you know, I'm not, and I'm done with the mask. I'll wear one in my doctor's office, but for the rest of my life, I don't care if we get a new pandemic, Paul. I'm declaring right now I'll never wear a mask again unless it's in my doctor's office.
If we get a new pandemic, I'm going up on this Tesla spaceship. I'm out of here.
I heard that. But look, it's been some great shows this week, and really enjoyed listening to them. Thank you for taking the call today.
Thank you, Squirrel. Always
a
pleasure.
Weekend.
Appreciate
Aloha.
It. Let's talk to Harley, who is up next. Good afternoon, Harley.
Hello. Hey, Paul.
Hi there.
I just wanted to call in after that the caller, not the last one, but the one that was talking about the vaccine. I know that it seemed like you were kind of making fun of him. I wanted you to know I went to my doctor and asked him about the vaccine, and he looked at me. He said, what do you think? And I said, well, it just seems a little experimental. He said, exactly. And he's not taking it, and his family's not taking it. And I just, the only thing I want to throw out there is we can't, if we are so easily led that TB can make us afraid, and they tell us it's a vaccine that, and I've heard 100 stories about it. Some people will tell you that if you take the vaccine that you're still not protected. So what's the point? But I just wanted to say not all the doctors are recommending it, and not all, that's why you only have 30% of the people taking it. And I just feel like it should be everybody's choice and not ridiculed and pushed peer pressure into doing something because media says that we should.
Well, thank you, Harley. And let me explain. I know some people are in late and going, how did this turn into the medical hour? The first guest we had today was talking about an effort in Alabama that he was part of in terms of getting public officials and celebrities to endorse the vaccine. And the person that they chose was Nick Saban. So I just wanted to make sure some people joining us late have some context on how we got into a conversation about vaccines. Larry is up next in Michigan, and good afternoon, Larry.
Good afternoon, sir. It's a wonderful to finally talk to you.
Thank you.
Funny, it's just recently I just started listening to your show. Of course, I've seen you on ESPN 100 times, and I want to see your XM, and I'm lucky enough to hear you. I got a
That's
couple
great.
Things. First thing about the, I got a couple things. First thing is about the COVID. I actually just got my second shot. I'm fully clear coming up this Monday. No side effects. I'm 54 years old. I was in the military, so when I for 6 years. So when I went overseas, they gave us 18. You know, they gave us 18 shots, 9 in each arm. Didn't know what it was, but you know, we took them. You know, and look, I understand it's their body, their choice. I get all that. I was the same way. I did it because I have an autistic daughter. You know, and I didn't want to give it to her. You know, if I got it, it was one thing. I didn't really care. But if my family got it, then I'd be crushed. So that's why I personally did it. I was against it from the get-go. But, you know, it was free. I had no side effects, no nothing. You know, my arm hurt a little bit for, like, 2 days. That was it. You know, and I'm now free and clear. So I understand that, you know, everyone's saying, oh, you know, the media and all this other stuff. But, it's their choice. And like you said about the whole media, you know, trying to go one way or the other, ultimately it's going to be up to individual people. So that's my comment on that. But I do have a question for you, sir.
Of course.
What is your beef with Jim Harbaugh? I'm being from Michigan, growing up in Ann Arbor. I got it all. I know it's been rough in Ann Arbor for the last, decade, couple decades. And I realize the offense is basically, what he ran in Stanford, and tried to run in San Francisco. I get all that. I just need to know what it is.
Well, first of all, it's a little more overdone than reality. I was a big supporter of Harbaugh at the very beginning. I praised him a couple of different times. I felt like he was changing college football, and I said something about him once that brought a reaction from him. It became a cause celeb. The media made a big deal about it, and I think from that moment on, it's been a little bit overdone, except in recent years when his inability to beat Ohio State has become a big topic. And I'm, where I work, I'm usually asked, what do you think of Harbaugh?
And I get that.
So I give an opinion.
Well, I appreciate that. So I was always curious.
I'll tell you one quick story. I know his brother-in-law, who's the head basketball coach at Georgia. He's married to Harbaugh's sister, Tom Crane, used to be at Indiana. And yep. I ran into him about 3 years ago, right after he got the job. And he said, you know what? We've got to get you and Jim together and end this. So 2 summers ago, he called me. He was at Harbaugh's father's parents' anniversary. And Harbaugh was with him when he called. The only problem was I was live on the air. And he called and said, listen, I'm sitting here with Jim. He wants to invite you to a golf tournament next week or the week after. And we're going to end this once and for all. It turned out that when I got back to him, I had to be in LA the next week for something that was just it was not possible to cancel it. So we missed the opportunity. I think had we done that, we would have had a good time. Unfortunately, we never did, and haven't spoken to him since.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network, beginning at 3 Eastern.